We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When I was 29, I went out with like a 23-year-old. When I went out with him, I meant he lived on my floor and I blew him. Right. And
date for the 21st century. Go on.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Goofy Con Nation. My name is Hannah Dickinson. I'm here with Skylar Corby. What's going on?
Hello. I sound less like a smoker this week. We're on the up and up.
I don't know. I liked it. Okay, so I have a I'm supposed to have a date today. Mm-hmm. Like a day date.
I don't hate a day date, but
I do.
Why?
At 3 p.m. I have to like see this man.
Yeah, but like I feel like there's a it's more definitive as a day date. Like, you know, I mean, unless it's going amazingly, you know, you're not going to be out super late. Like, you'll be out until, let's say, I guess worst case scenario in this case, but best case scenario, like 7:30.
You've had a date go 4.5 hours. A good one. That is so long.
It is really long, but it's because it was a good date. Every other one, I'm like hour and a half. Even if it's not going poorly, I'm like, I would see you again. I just don't want to see you right now anymore. An hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. But again, if at 3 p.m. you're done by 4:35, can be right back at home, ordering pizza, and your day is done. That's a good Sunday.
I guess you're right.
Where is the date supposed to be?
Woolly Bar?
I have no idea where that is. I feel like I've seen the sign, though, so...
I met him on Raya.
Okay.
So it doesn't have a place where you can say I don't drink alcohol. Mm. So I also went on a different Raya date where the guy was like, oh, I didn't realize you didn't drink. But it's connected to my Instagram where I talk about being sober and having herpes. So I don't know why these men are not researching.
Yeah, what they're not getting, I don't know.
They're not doing their research correctly.
But day date also on a Sunday gives you an out for not drinking, even if you didn't want to broach the subject, which you should because who fucking cares. But like if he was a dick who was like, why didn't you tell me? I'm like, A, why didn't you research? B, it's Sunday at 3, dude. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to? I'm not getting lit up.
Yeah. Well, what are some good options to cancel?
Okay. So assuming you are not going, which it sounds like you're not.
If you have 4 hours to cancel a date, mm-hmm. What are good excuses to get out?
Okay. So not something last minute. So no one can die. We have to take that off the table. I would say either a friend just got broken up with last night or this morning out of like a 7-year relationship. She's losing her fucking mind. You have to go and just hang out with her and make sure she's okay. You don't know how long that's going to be.
See, this sounds fake to me.
Doesn't sound fake because I have two of those friends that has happened to in the past year. So if you need texts, if you need photos of what they're doing now, I can supply you with so much stuff of girls that have gone through it.
I guess I don't have weak friends.
I guess not. Sorry. Only one of us can take that crown. Just kidding, guys. You're great. It wasn't your fault. Anyway, that's one. I mean, you can always blame a dog excuse, but that sounds more fake to me than anything.
I know. I was thinking about using the dog excuse.
Yeah. But like, I mean, saying your dog is sick, like that can range so far. Like, if a dog has diarrhea, it's like, what are you supposed to do? But I guess you would need to stay home. I don't have a dog, so I don't know how that works.
You wouldn't need to stay home.
Okay. Does he have a dog? Do you not know?
I have no idea. I just, the idea of going out.
So you didn't do your research on him either, to be fair.
No, you're right.
So do you think he's possibly having the same conversation with one of his friends?
Like trying to get out of it? Mm-hmm. No, because he tried to go out on Thursday night, but I had to work this. Oh, I went to a podcast. I went to a podcast festival. I worked this podcast festival.
Nice.
Didn't learn a goddamn thing.
Well, we're back to square one.
But I was so tired I canceled, so then it pushed to Sunday.
Okay. Ooh, well, if you've canceled once already, it's probably not great. See, this is where you and I differ. I would just go to then deny any second date if you get asked on one. Like, I would go to get this out of the way to say I did it, but keep it to an hour, hour and a half, and be like, all right, I'm out.
Here's the
you
thing
can give an excuse for what you'd have to do after so you know you don't have to stay longer.
I know. I already have that prepared.
Okay.
This is the thing with dating. I just don't want to date. You know what I mean? I just want to find the person I'm supposed to be with, and that's that.
So you want to go on Love is Blind?
I guess so.
I think that's your only option if that's the course of action we're looking to take.
Did you ever see that Amy Schumer sketch where she's asleep and they're like...
No.
She's asleep and they're like working her body out at the gym. So it's like that's how she gets in shape is when she's asleep. That's how I feel about dating.
Yeah.
just roofie me, gentlemen. Just roofie me.
But like gently. But then like take me out and do nice things and fall in love with me, not the other thing.
Just put me to bed.
Yeah. Put me to sleep. Just I am tired.
I just feel like I don't have the capacity to date another consultant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't even know if this guy's a consultant, but I assume he is.
So does Raya just literally give you a picture in a dream? Like, do you guys just not know a fucking thing about each other?
Yeah, I don't know anything about this guy.
It's incredible.
He's okay looking.
I would go, but I mean, if you have legitimately something better to do, then don't.
I have absolutely nothing better to do. This is the problem with being sober. There's no reason for me to go.
Well, not to a bar. You could switch up the location or something and just be like, well, I've always wanted to try this place because they have like, I don't know, in my case, a big, oh, they apparently have one of the best cinnamon rolls in the city. We need to go. And then you can get your cinnamon roll and be like, oh, getting away from me. And then you're out. And then you've checked something off the list, but you don't have to see that man again.
See, this is why you're married. My idea of an ideal Sunday afternoon is going home, watching Netflix until like 7 p.m., ordering food, and then falling asleep.
Right.
I guess that's depression. I guess what I'm describing is depression.
I mean, it's also the first nice day. I just walked here, so I'm like full of like endorphins and vitamin D. If this had been a week ago or even yesterday when it was just gross and awful, I'd be like, yeah, fuck that guy, Hannah. Cancel. But today it's nice and it's one of the first nice days. So.
All right. Maybe I'll go.
Go. But just make it an hour and a half. Like in your head, be like 4:30. I'm out of here. I have to leave by 4:30. Like we're going at 4:30. We are not extending this past 4:30. And then you're done.
All right.
Go. Do it.
Watch this be my husband, and then it's on the record that I...
I'll get my officiation whatever thing, and I'll officiate that wedding. And I will bring up this clip and be like, just so you are both aware, you're fucking welcome.
I've just seen too many psychics that have told me.
I know. Trust me.
That I'm going to meet him in an organic way. So this feels like a waste of time, but then here I am on the dating app.
Maybe they have organic whatever at this bar you're going to and your psychic's just like decent at best.
Fucking up the words,
yeah.
Well, anyway, Kristen Cavallari is dating a 24-year-old, 37-year-old woman dating a 24-year-old, which is fine.
Yeah, they're both hot. I saw the photo. It's great. I just, from a having things in common perspective, like 37 to 30, I'd be like, also, because I didn't know about that. But like younger, I don't have a problem with. It's just, a 24-year-old man is not a man. That is a boy.
Have you seen his TikToks, Montana Boys?
Of course not.
It's him and two other guys, like, shirtless and lip-syncing. It is the gayest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I don't, I'm just shocked that he's straight, first of all.
Yes.
But she's now in the TikToks, and some comment was like, oh, this gives English teacher sleeping with her student vibes. And that is exactly what that is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it would have been. If she was 24 teaching an English class, she would be teaching him in high school. So, yeah.
When I was 29, I went out with like a 23-year-old. When I went out with him, I meant he lived on my floor and I blew him. Right. And
date for the 21st century. Go on.
And I blew this guy. And as I was doing the deed, he did a countdown.
Oh.
So it was like 10, 9, 8, 7. And then he said blast off. And I, like, literally my body cringes so hard. I left being like, I committed a crime.
Yeah. Against humanity and your own self-worth. And he was only
5 years younger than me.
Yeah, no.
I just feel like you have a lot to learn.
Yeah. You're just not a real person until you have your own health insurance. That's what it is. Until you're 26 years old. Because I think I've said this before. It's like it'll go on my tombstone at this point. If someone can say the phrase, oh, it, like, for whatever you're doing, oh, it's okay, they're just a dumb blank year old, you're okay with whatever you do. So with Montana lip sync boy, it's okay, he's just a dumb 24-year-old, fine, great. Do your weird-ass TikToks. No one gives a shit. For Kristen Cavallari being 37, it's okay, she's just a dumb 30. No, you don't get away with it anymore.
Yeah.
So you have to think of that, A, when you're dating someone younger, but B, when you are the younger person, or when you're doing stupid shit. Like, when stuff happens in your life and you're like, oh, well, that's really annoying. Think of it that way. It's like, is this something that would be dumb for a 24-year-old to do? Or is it actually dumb for me to be doing? And then you go from there. And I think, like, granted, whoever she was married to, Jay Cutler, I don't know all the details, but I don't think they were, like, it was a great marriage. So, like, have your fucking fun. No one cares. Like, do your thing. If all you were doing was fucking the 24-year-old, amazing. But don't participate in the TikToks. Like, do it under the table. Do it quietly.
I know. Be a normal person and do this privately.
Yes.
Be normal and at least be a little embarrassed.
Just enough. Just enough to be like, if someone were to bring it up and you're like, yeah, well, I'm just... And she can. Like, she has the personality where if someone were to bring it up in an interview and they were like, so I heard you're dating a 24-year-old. She's like, oh, I wouldn't say dating, but I am having fun. You'd be like, fuck yeah, Kristen. As it stands, you're like, oh, no.
It's like you have a cookbook. You have a cookbook.
You have a cookbook. You have a jewelry line.
Respect yourself.
Please. You're a businesswoman and an author.
People are like, well, if a guy was doing this, it's like, yes, but men are dumb.
Yeah.
That's the takeaway. Men are very dumb.
And girls are hot when they're 24 and doing TikToks. Like, a 37-year-old man participating in a hot 24-year-old girl's TikTok, everyone would be like, we would actually say what we're saying to the man. Like, this doesn't change the conversation. It would just be like, what the fuck are you doing? Get out of there. Like, enough of that.
If a guy was like, will you do this lip syncing TikTok with me? I'd be like, right now, I don't have a job.
You got time and you'd still be like, I'm so busy.
Yeah, like, I don't have much going for me right now, but I will, at least I'm not doing that.
Exactly. Hang your hat on that. Well, hopefully that ends. I mean, the thing is, you know it's not a long-term thing. There's no fucking way. The only way it would be different is if she was, like, 10 years older. If she's 47, dating the 24-year-old, I'd be like, you know what? There's a possibility here.
Why do you say that?
Just because anytime it's that, I feel like the woman knows well enough to know, like, oh, it's very clear that I'm not dating this person for, like, their smarts. I'm doing it because I'm a really hot 47, 57, whatever-year-old woman, and I can get a 24-year-old man. And I know he's in it for the money, but guess what, everybody? I'm fucking a 24-year-old man. Like, if this was, like, fucking Glenn Close or something doing this, you'd be like, this is amazing. I fucking love, like, good for her. But Kristen Cavallari hasn't, like, entered that. She's just not old enough for that yet. Like, she's still very young, so now it's still in the, like, no kind of phase.
Yeah, I guess I get what you're saying.
And I feel like if she were older, I'd be like, oh, they could absolutely date for the next 20-something years because she'll either just get too old and get bored with him, or it'll just be, like, her little side piece guy that is just there. And if he knows how to play the game right, you would just stick around and be like, yep, nope, dating Glenn Close. And then you get your payout.
Yeah. The youngest I've hooked up with, as I mentioned on this podcast, the height of my career is fucking Matt Rife when I was 23 and he was 19.
Yeah.
And even then we had nothing in common.
Yeah. And even that
Now we have nothing in common because
things haven't changed at all.
He's playing Radio City and I'm
here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they say you stop aging at the age you got famous at.
Mm-hmm.
So he does kind of look like a Laguna Beach boy. So she's like living in the past.
He's got talent energy.
Yeah,
sure.
He does.
Yeah.
Someone also said on TikTok, like, I'm really in a TikTok hole, but it's really hard to date at her age.
Yeah.
Which I agree. At 31, I'm like, it is a terrible.
Because I feel like she'd have to go older. Because like a 45, 50-year-old man, like a hot one, which in LA, you're good. Like,
she lives in Nashville, but same shit.
Same shit. It's Southern LA, basically. I just think she needs to go older. And for whatever she's doing right now, if she's just trying to get her kicks, cool. But, like, for actual dating, whenever she is ready for that, yeah, 30s, there's no chance for her.
I'm just waiting for the divorces to hit at 31.
Oh, they're coming. I'm seeing it already. They're happening.
Yeah, so at 31, I'm just in this rut. I have the leftovers.
You're getting the ones that had the girlfriend at 25 and broke up with her because I could do better, and then they couldn't. But then the ones that did get married got married too young or just didn't actually like each other. And they're on the down and out, but that'll take another year or so. So I think you've got, like, if you can wait a little bit longer, like another year, you're going to get the other ones that already know how to commit. Maybe things just didn't work out, wasn't the right person, but they're ready to go for round two.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I also read this thing that there are more now female psychopaths. I sent this to you.
Yes.
In the article, it was saying they use seduction and deceit, and that's part of their tactic. And I'm like, no shit.
Yeah.
Of course a woman's going to use seduction.
Those are the two big things we've got.
That's like, all we have.
That's all we know how
seduction.
To do.
I'm like,
we've been being taught how to seduce people since we were like 13 years old. Some of us, it doesn't go very well.
Yeah, like, what am I going to use? Public speaking? Obviously, I'm going to use...
My confidence? No.
Yeah, you use whatever body part you got.
Yeah.
It also says if your ring finger is longer than your index finger, then you're more likely to have a psychotic tendency.
Does it have to just be hands? Because my toes... my toes are all...
Wait, is your ring finger shorter than your index finger?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. My ring finger is longer than my index finger.
No, yours are on your right hand. Those are the same height. I can't tell if it's because of the nails or not, but I think they're the same. So maybe you're just half psychotic. My pinky really brings up the rear here. But, like, it's significantly longer on my right hand.
But what even makes a psychopath?
Well, that's what I mean. Like, when they're comparing male psychopaths to female psychopaths, like, when it's like, oh, they're not going to kill you, they're just going to do some crazy-ass shit, is the alternative that the guys kill you? Because we're used to that.
Well, I was talking to my friends last night, and we were saying that all psychopathic women are, like, actually the first to get wifed up.
Yeah.
In college, I was friends of a friend with this girl, but... Her boyfriend, he was like this big football player and he loved strip clubs.
Hmm.
And she was like, no strip clubs. You can't go to strip clubs. And he was like, all right. And then one night he went out and she like tracked his phone, showed up to the club and tased him.
Holy shit.
And he proposed. He proposed.
Oh my God. And they're still together?
I actually don't know if they're still together, but I
find that out because that does skew the story just a hair.
They might still be together, but he might be in a basement somewhere locked up.
Yeah. Yeah. He hasn't seen sunlight in years.
As women, you got to take big swings.
Tasing someone is a lot. I'm trying to think of the craziest thing I've done with Ryan specifically that it's still like, and we're still here. And I think. He still brings this up. The craziest thing I did, we broke up for a little bit after like 3 years of dating. And I was doing the girl thing. I'm like, I want to talk about this. I think we should talk about it. Even if we're not going to end up together, we need to figure out what the fuck is going on. He's like, I don't want to talk about it just yet. Like, I haven't figured it out. I'm like, yes, I know. That's why I want to talk about it. So we were going back and forth. So I lived on the Upper East Side. He lived Lower East Side. And one night at like 10 p.m., we were going back and forth. He's like, I don't want to talk about it. We'll talk about it tomorrow. I'm like, no, we're not going to. So I jumped on the train and went down and showed up at his place and like forced him into talking to me about it. And that was pretty much
it. And now you're married.
And now we're married. So go fuck yourself, Ryan. You're welcome. It worked. But that, like, he's like, afterwards, he's like, I can't believe you just showed up. I'm like, I could have done a lot fucking worse. Like,
I think the craziest thing I've done, it's hard to narrow it down, to be honest. But I think when the guy bailed on me like four times. Mm-hmm. And then was like, let's go to brunch in Miami. And I moved my flight with a layover.
Yeah.
To meet him.
I don't think that's like actively crazy, though. That's just.
That's pretty crazy.
But you didn't do anything crazy to him. That was just being hopeful because, I mean, in all normal cases, if you get invited to something and you like someone, you're like, okay, this, like, if that had worked out, this story is a completely different thing. It's a very cute thing if it had all worked out. Because he was shady and weird and it didn't work out, you think you're crazy.
That's true.
It wouldn't have been crazy if
okay,
it happened.
But he lives across the street from me. Mm-hmm. And now when his lights are on, I, like, can't help but, like.
Do you, like, blink your lights in Morse code just saying, like, I still miss you?
Well, it's hard to not, like, look up and be like, oh, there's the guy.
He's home.
He's home. I know he's out of town this weekend. Like, how crazy am I? Because I walk my dog and I'm like, he has huge windows with lights. And I'm like, oh, he's watching TV again.
Wonder what he's watching. Should I watch it too? I don't know.
It's not me stalking him, but I do have a dog and he does live across the street from me. So when his lights are on and his TV's on, I see it. So
as long as you don't like stand outside and watch and then think to yourself, no, be like, if I were inside, we'd be watching together.
No, I have this. I actually am scared of seeing him because the craziest thing is that I sent him 120 text messages.
Okay.
So now I kind of.
Dodge. In a row?
In a row.
You counted?
I mean, I don't know, but it was like in that
range.
In that range.
Okay.
More than 100, less than 150.
Like going off on him?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
I was on a ton of shrooms.
That, again, I don't think that's crazy. That's drugs. Again, like the level of crazy that girls get to, it's typically because of things like that. Like, I've heard of some
of drugs?
No. Like of someone just rejecting you or wronging you or just not communicating well or just kind of being a bit of a dick. Like if you don't have a tolerance for that, you're going to act crazy because you're like, what the fuck is this? Or why are you leaving me in the dark or whatever? The craziest thing I have ever heard, and this is true crazy to me because there were like the girl's friends involved. I'm like, no one told her like, hey, maybe tone it down. One of Ryan's friends, this was forever ago, he's very happily married now, so that's not that girl. But he was dating some girl, they broke up. She wanted to get back together, was kind of pulling a Skylar, but was actually nuts, so wasn't going about it the right way. And I think he was like going on another Bumble date or something with a girl. And I don't know how she knew that, but she showed up to his apartment, still had a key to their apartment, which don't ever do that. You break up with someone, get your shit back. But showed up to his apartment when the other roommate wasn't there, got into his room, got on his computer, looked at his texts, and saw that he was meeting this girl. So knew he was gone, obviously, because he also wasn't home. I think he had Ubered. They were doing brunch or something. He had Ubered, so he hadn't taken his car. She took his car keys, took his car, drove it. This is in California. Drove it somewhere near the beach, parked it in front of a fire hydrant, and then threw his keys in the ocean. And she had like Snapchatted the entire thing to all of her friends, like, oh, haha, isn't this so funny what I'm doing? Not one of her fucking friends was like, hey, Katie, maybe don't. Like, this is a lot of levels of illegal and also nuts. Like, there's a difference between just being like, oh, I took his car and I parked it somewhere else. Still crazy, but like, not so much. And it's not, they didn't break up for any real reason. It was just like him probably being like, you're a little crazy. She did all of that.
She parked in front of a fire hydrant, threw in the ocean, and then just
left. And then I think, like, told him, I forget if she took a picture of, like, what she had done with the keys. he figured it out eventually that it was her. Like, I think came home, didn't know where his car was. And
did he get a ticket?
I forget what happened to the car. I feel like they did have to tow it and, like, tow it back to his apartment and all this stuff. I'm like, and as soon as I'm hearing this story, I'm like, so he pressed charges, right? Because I would be like, okay, fuck you, no. They got back together for a few weeks.
I'm telling you, the psychopath. No,
I mean, this is also just like.
Oh, wait, I've done something really crazy. What? I've been crazy. This is when I was drinking. I used to hook up with this guy, like, right after college. And his name was Vance. So, like, obviously, it was going nowhere.
No.
Also, who names a baby Vance?
That's like the people that are like, then this is going to be Gary. I'm like, are you kidding me? Did you just pop out a 45-year-old? Like, what the hell? Yeah, did you pop out Vance and you're like, and you're going to play the banjo?
I was thinking a villain.
I'm thinking, like, Vance Joy, like, wearing a really large, like, Western hat and a lot of jewelry.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking of like the villain in Despicable Me. But
okay, yeah. Anyway. Either way.
So I went to his apartment and I was very drunk and we hooked up and then he was like, you have to leave. And I was like, what? Like, it's so, you know.
Yeah. Like, I just got here.
Yeah, it's so late. You're asking me to leave the apartment. So I stole his credit card.
Ooh.
That was on the counter.
Mm.
Because the next day was Sunday and I knew he wouldn't be able to get money or use it if I had it.
Right.
Because this is really before the apps really.
For any Apple Pay and yeah. Anything like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he texted me the next day, like, you are a full-blown psychopath. Like, you stole my credit card? Yeah, I did. I stole your credit card to cut off your assets because you made me leave.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's not great. But now I'm sober, and I would do it again, so.
If it was there, yeah.
But he was also such an asshole that it, like, pushed me to the edge. There's really no excuse here, but I am fishing for one.
Yeah.
Sure.
Again, if you're... Because what was his reason for kicking you out?
He just didn't want me there.
Okay. That's annoying. Hearing your reaction to that, he might have had a point. But at the same time, it's like the crazy always comes from someone just like from just out of, not out of left field behavior, but just things like that. Like if he had asked nicely, like, hey, I'm really sorry, but I've like got other shit to go do. All you have to do, this is what I don't understand kicking someone out. All you have to do is go get in your car and say, oh, I have somewhere to be. Drive around for 10 minutes and then go right back home when you know they're
but
gone.
But at like 3 in the morning?
Yeah, why not? Pick up a friend. I don't know.
You're too nice.
I try to give people the benefit of the doubt, which is why when people do true crazy shit, I'm like, I cannot deal with that. Like, I don't want to be a part of it if it's actually crazy. I was talking with one of my friends because there's some, like, acquaintance we have that has done some crazy-ass shit lately. And I think this person thinks we're friends. And I want it to be very clear that I'm like, you think we are. We are not. And it's because I don't want to be associated with something like that. When I like the person and I'm like, you had your reasons. I don't know. I will give you all of those reasons day after day. But if I'm really not a fan, I'd be like, no, that was fucking weird. It was a fucking weird thing to do. And I want nothing to do with it. And I don't want to be a part of this. And I don't want people to think that I would do the same thing.
Yeah, it's like, show me your index and ring finger.
Exactly. I'm going to start doing that if ever I make new friends, which isn't looking good. Everybody has their crazy. I have driven by people's houses blaring Adele. Some guy told me, like, this was forever ago, but some guy told me, he's like, oh, like, I feel like I just want to date other people. I don't really want a real relationship. And at the time, I was trying to be, like, chill girl. So I'm like, yeah, for sure, no problem. And then a few months later, I faked having a meeting near his apartment, like, at a restaurant. I'm like, oh, I have a work meeting. I'm 23 years old. No, I don't. No one wants to meet with a 23-year-old. What the fuck? He must have known that, but it's fine. Like, I have a work meeting near your apartment. Like, we're meeting at this restaurant. Would you want to meet me there when it's done? Like, I can text you when we're wrapping up and we can get, like, a drink or something and then that'll be it. He's like, yeah, no problem. No, we both knew what we were doing, but it fucking worked. But that is weird. That's a weird thing to do. I dressed up like I was going. That's the thing. I committed to the role.
Well, I think you have to,
I
right?
did have to, but, like, that took so much fucking effort on my part. This wasn't near my place.
Did you end up sleeping with him?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean. It worked. I got out of it. And then we, like, got back to talking and, like, more things happened over the course of a few months. But, like, that wouldn't have happened without that effort. But I honestly don't know if that was worth it either, because that's just weird.
Yeah, but that's a 23-year-old thing to do. My friend who's in her late 30s, this guy ghosted her and she texted me recently and was like, should I fake a pregnancy? That would scare the shit out of him. I'm like, aren't we too old for this?
Yes.
At some point, aren't you tired?
Yes. There are certain things where I think sometimes this is how you know you're not a 23, 24-year-old making lip sync videos on TikTok. If the best thing I can do instead of like doing something crazy to a person, like let's say I was single, doing something crazy to a person I can't get away with anymore. The best thing you can do, like even posting like thirst trap photos.
I know.
While it's fun. And sometimes, like, you'll get, like, a fire emoji out of it or a text that's like, hey, like, what have you been up to? Great. But, like, then you're right back to square one. The best thing you can possibly do just to make someone feel bad about leaving you and jealous of whoever has you and then being like, oh, maybe I fucked up, is just to be living your life as great as possible, even if it's not true. We all put the whole highlight reel on Instagram anyway. But, like,
not me recently.
You're just really
owning it. I've had a tough year.
But, like, doing it like that and just being like, look how great I am without you. Like, you were a bonus, but you weren't a necessity. And then that's, like, the mid-30s version of a pregnancy scare.
Yeah, I never, I guess, too, because I've gained 15 pounds since I posted a thirst trap. So it's a little, it's a little tough.
I mean, but, like, again, thirst trap, like, for who and for what?
I don't know. That's I know. I'm so single that, like, even inspirational quotes on Instagram don't get me.
No.
I'm like, these mean nothing to me.
Yeah, you're lying.
I don't even check who views my Instagram story. That is how single I am.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Well, I also, I feel like it's so toxic to check that.
I mean, yeah. But, and I can't figure out the algorithm for who they show first. Like, if they were to show it in order of, like, this person has viewed every single one of yours, then they, like, I need a little more data on it. Right now, I'm just looking through. I'm like, oh, someone clicked through on it. And I just assume everyone's just tapping through all my stories no matter what.
I mean,
no one's ever spending more time on me than anybody else.
You know, there's an app now where you can see who's stalking you.
I've heard.
And that's so creepy. I'm like, why do you want to know that?
I mean, there's been an app like that for years. I just never knew how accurate it was.
Yeah, that's true.
See, and like, I'm fascinated by that because I'd want to know, but I'd want to know for a day and then delete the app.
Oh, I would not want to know. I also think it presents false hope because if someone's stalking you, but they're not asking you out or they're not committing to you, it's clear that this is not going to work out. So why would you want to know who's like, oh, they're peeping on my profile? It's like, okay, great, but they're not acting on it.
And they're not doing anything. So.
Yeah.
Which maybe would save you some time because you'd be like, oh, so you have no follow through. Okay.
For a normal, sane person, yes. But for me, that shit would be so toxic because I'd be like, oh, they're thinking. You know, I build a story. That's why Raya is dangerous for me because all you get is a picture and a dream. Mm-hmm. And I build that dream out. I went out with one guy. He was fine. Again, he was just a guy. And I was like, I could see us like summering in the Hamptons. I don't even know if he's ever been to the Hamptons, but I'm like,
does
he
like the Hamptons?
Yeah. There could be a wraparound porch with a golden retriever. I see that for us. And I'm like, I actually don't know this person. That's why dating is so toxic for me, because I truly do build out this fantasy that's like not real. And then each time I meet them, I'm like, the fantasy
dissipates a little bit more.
Collapses. I'm like, okay, I guess we're going to Jersey for the summer.
Yes, it's just Manasquan. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so Oprah Winfrey. You sent me this thing. Oprah Winfrey is off Weight Watchers and is on Ozempic.
She's definitely on Ozempic. She got kicked off the Weight Watchers board or something for admitting she was on Ozempic or another weight loss drug.
She looks so good, though.
Well, they all look so good because they're all on Ozempic. Like, everyone looks amazing. I said this week, and I'm not proud of this. I said, I'm like, I'm so glad Christina Aguilera went on Ozempic. She finally looks good again.
Oh,
that's
my God,
terrible.
Skylar,
that is a horrible thing to say and think. But also, I'm like, you know what? You're back at pop star level. I'm just saying. But then other, like, I don't know. For her, it made sense because I'm like, you're touring or you have a residency or whatever. Like, you're making money off of it. Great. I don't know what, like, aside from health reasons, I don't know what Oprah really needed to get out of it. Oprah can do whatever she wants.
But Oprah's wanted to be skinny her whole career.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. She's always been doing Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig and all that. Like, I feel like the entire news cycle of Oprah my entire life has been, look who she had on. That was crazy on her show. Oprah's really inspiring. Oprah lost weight. Look at all this crazy stuff. Oprah's now a billionaire. Look at all this crazy stuff she's done. Oprah lost weight. Like, it's every 7 years.
It's like a cheat sheet.
Well, then every celebrity that announces that they lost weight, or because it used to be like an Us Weekly or a People magazine, like blah, 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 lost 30 pounds. You're like, wow, they look great. Like Ricky Lake announced something recently. Kelly Clarkson was saying she had to lose weight because she was pre-diabetic. And I think that was just like a very convenient way of being like, and Ozempic is a diabetes drug. So what else was I supposed to do? I'm like, I wouldn't even announce it anymore. I wouldn't even acknowledge it. People are going to say something regardless.
You know who, like, I heard is on it? Jennifer Lawrence. Miss Chill Girl, who doesn't care about her weight.
Super chill, eats all the time.
Loves
I'm
food.
So relatable because I love food.
Yeah.
But that's the other thing. I'm like, I feel like the people that don't need to be on it. Like, there were some celebrities that I'm like, if you were unhealthy and you actually needed to lose weight, fine. Who fucking cares? Or in the case of Christina Aguilera, you are going to be performing and you apparently all performers need to wear like a onesie these days. Whatever. I don't care. But like Jennifer Lawrence, you've been a movie star and you're not an overweight person.
I told you I tried to get on Ozempic, right?
How did you like, what was your excuse? That's like going into a doctor's office and not being able to pay attention. Like, I guess I need Adderall. Like, how
do you, I've also done.
How do you fake Ozempic?
Well, because I wanted to get on Ozempic so that I could be my unhealthy weight again.
Nice.
This is,
and the doctor didn't see right through that?
No, they did. They were like, unfortunately, you are so healthy that you actually don't need Ozempic. And this is psychotic. I started crying. I was like, I really want Ozempic. I just want to be a pop star level body.
For what, though?
I don't know.
Just walking around?
Sitting at home and watching Netflix?
Yeah, I get that.
But it's actually really hard to get if you're
not famous.
Not famous.
Yeah.
It's such a famous drug.
Yeah. I mean, as with any drug, I think at this point, like, I'm sure Coke is really easy to get when you're famous.
The good Coke.
Yeah.
Well, there's an Adderall shortage.
Yeah.
Which has been happening for 2 years now.
Yeah.
And people are like, why is there a shortage? Why is there a shortage? I'm like, because everyone's addicted to it.
Yeah.
As someone who is a...
Who was.
I would, like, go home to Virginia to, like, get it. In New York, it's like, my friend said it's impossible to get still.
Yeah. I mean...
And people are like, oh, why is it so hard to get? Yeah, because everybody wants it.
Everyone is on it, and everybody wants it.
Everyone wants to read a goddamn book, is what it is.
Or not. They just want to be hyper-focused on something.
Make a bunch of TikToks.
Yeah.
Or me, I was like, recording myself in my underwear. I think Adderall made me the craziest of all.
Well, that makes sense. It, like, it's supposed to more or less alter your brain chemistry a little bit to, like, if used intentionally, it's supposed to counteract whatever's actually going on up there.
My friend who is Canadian was like, ADHD is such an American disease.
I mean, like, yeah.
No one.
If we're going to take the gold in anything, it's doing things just ridiculously.
I mean, even in Mexico, when I went to a wedding in Mexico, people were buying, you know, Ritalin from the black market. And it's just not the same level of strength. The Adderall here, it's like, they are building an army.
Do you think more women are on Adderall than men? Because that might explain this whole psychotic thing.
That women are going crazy because they're on a bunch of Adderall.
Yeah.
Women are becoming psychotic. They're just addicted to Adderall.
Just addicted to Adderall.
Addicted to...
Between that and, like, whatever birth control does to you, we're not really, like, winning.
Oh, you know what? I've also done something, another crazy thing I've done. I took a ton of shrooms and I was on a ton of Adderall. This was, like, my shroom and Adderall, like, phase. Mm-hmm.
Your shroom and Adderall era?
Yeah. I, like, was on a ton of shrooms at this play And I like had this realization that this guy was my soulmate. Mm. And so I picked him up wherever he was in a cab. And I was like, I love you and you love me and we're supposed to be together. And he was like, no.
That's up there. I can't.
I was so sure going into it that we were supposed to be together.
Yeah. How did you, in your mind, were you like, this is how this is going to play out? Like,
I thought he was going to be like, yeah, I was waiting for you to say something.
God, I wish that cabbie, I wish we had his number.
So I'm crying. I'm like, what? I was like, what? You don't feel the same way? And the cab driver, as we're getting out, was like, are you okay to me? Oh. And I was like, God damn it. I'm wrong again. But that's when I stopped, I think, believing in like soulmates and like and enforcing things, because I really thought that this guy was
it.
I thought he was my soulmate.
I mean,
but you know, he didn't want a girlfriend at the time, and now he has a girlfriend. So
crazy, weird,
weird how that works out.
So weird how that happens.
I wonder if Ozempic has any mental side effects to it.
It has to. I mean, the shit it does to you physically isn't great. So I like, it's not like it leaves your brain alone. Like, it can completely fuck up somebody's digestive system, but their head is fine? Like, no. That'll be in 10 or 20 years, we'll be like, oh, God. But I think when you're a celebrity and you're like, well, it was fine because I was skinny, so it doesn't matter. And you have all the money, so that won't matter.
Isn't it so funny we're in this body positivity era and then, like, the number one weight loss drug is just... selling out.
Skinny came back in fashion in a big way, in a big, expensive, difficult to attain way. Because I read something this was probably like a year ago. So it was right when Ozempic was, everyone was starting to become more aware of it, when it was like, we're about to see a shift in beauty standards, because it used to be like the Kylie Jenners of the world. Like, it was difficult to look like her because who could afford filler and plastic surgery and all this different stuff. And now we've all found a way to afford it, or we're going into debt, whatever. So many people look like Kylie Jenner, Kim Kardashian, all that. So they needed to find something else that was luxury and unattainable and all that. And being skinny is really hard to do. Like, really skinny.
Yeah.
So that was the next thing. It's like, Kylie Jenner, if you notice, has gone like a little more natural looking, but her body looks amazing. Kim Kardashian, same thing. She got really tiny. And it's because all the stuff that she had before that made her Kim Kardashian and made her like, oh my God, like who could ever look like that? A ton of people started looking like that. So skinny is the next frontier. It's very difficult to be, like, imagine when we were in high school, like everyone wanted like low-rise jeans, all that. You had to be pretty skinny to pull those off. And it was difficult to do. So that's why all the really, really hot, naturally skinny girls or whoever had the right body, you're like, oh my God, I wish I looked like that. I wish I was that hot. And you just couldn't be, because low-rise jeans are made for like 1% of human beings.
I had a friend recently be like, Hannah, no one wants to sleep with a bag of bones. And I'm like, I beg to differ. But actually, no one's really sleeping with the I mean, I'm sure they're sleeping with the Kardashians, yeah. But they're single. So
yeah.
I guess it's not working fully.
Yeah.
Like, it's like how men, I guess, use steroids and try to get jacked.
Yeah, exactly. We just go in the opposite direction. Guys want to be like really jacked, which is also really hard to do. Like, looking like that is really hard because your body doesn't, like, your body wants to hold on to certain things. And when you're that jacked and like all the muscles are popping out and everything, there is something you're not, like, you're either not drinking water or you're really not eating a whole lot of something. I don't know.
And I never really liked the jacked guy.
Super jacked, no. I've always liked, like, pretty muscular, but...
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I just... That doesn't do it for me.
I mean, we would never have to...
Yeah, I like a guy who, like, looks like he sits behind a computer all day.
There you go.
I like a finance guy who just doesn't have a lot of time to get vitamin D or hit the gym.
He's wearing his Patagonia vest because he doesn't have the body fat on him to keep himself warm, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
A question we'll leave on is, do you think you've been someone's marry, fuck, kill?
I hope I've been included. It would be an honor to be nominated. I know I haven't been someone's marry. I've probably been a kill.
I think I've been a kill as well.
Yeah. Mostly just because I'm sure it was people that are like, she thinks she's so much better than everyone else. Like, fuck that girl. And I'm like, eh, well, you're not wrong. So depends on who else I'm up against. Like, I would want to know who the other two in the group were with me.
You always want to be on a good roster.
Yeah.
That's how I feel when a guy ditches me for another girl. I'm like, if she's hot, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I get it.
Yeah. You did what you had to do.
We're on the same roster. Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to be on a winning team.
Uh-huh.
It's hard when you look at someone's roster and they're like a bunch of...
Yeah, you're like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute here.
What is this exactly?
So if he's dated a bunch of trolls, it's like, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm offended. What is wrong? Because especially if they're hot, it's like, what's... Do you just not know? There are some people that are like new hot that... Either they got hot later in life or they truly don't realize what they're working with.
New hot's a real thing.
It is a very real thing. And I actually always, I'm a huge proponent of new hot. If you're dating, if you're like, oh, I just have really high standards for looks. I'm like, then date someone that doesn't necessarily know how hot they've always been. If they've been hot since they're like 15 years old, no. But a new hot, like, has actually had to develop a personality and knows what it's like to feel a little bit bad about themselves, and now they don't. But that doesn't, like, rule their entire brain.
It's like the opposite of new money and old money. You always want someone who has old money because then they can, like, someone who's old money, it's like they know what they're doing. Whereas, like, old hot is like they've had it too good for too long.
Way too easy for too long. No one's ever really taken them down a peg, which I think is important at least once in your life to have someone just, like, over anything, physical, personality, anything. You need someone to kind of take you to task on who you are as a person. If they've never had that happen, no. Cheers to both probably getting killed off at least once.
Yeah. Well, now that I have herpes, I'm definitely not in the fuck category. I think I could have been a fuck for a while.
Yeah. Again, early 20s.
A wild I would personality.
Fucking hope so.
Yeah.
But
now that I'm in my 30s and I have herpes, I'm definitely a kill.
Yeah, you're just immediate. That's actually, you're the one that they made it easy on. They're like, oh, well, obviously.
Yeah, Hannah's a kill. Wow. All right. Any final thoughts?
Well, I guess the final thing is, you're going on this date, right?
No, I'm going to cancel.
Okay. Well, we tried.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.